Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast today. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, a very familiar verse that each of you probably have heard, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now, Paul wrote this, and he wrote this in the book of Philippians, from prison, and yet he still had joy. You know, this verse is powerful enough, but when you think about the fact that the person who wrote it, and I don't think God would have recorded it if Paul didn't mean it, the person who wrote it was doing so from jail, yet he still had joy. In this verse, he summarized what the meaning of life was to him. To live was Christ. In other words, Christ was his life. And living for Christ was the sum of why he existed. Let me put it this way. Take Christ away, and Paul had no life. Then he said to die was gain. Death didn't scare him, and it didn't even bother him. It was quite possible that he would never leave that prison, and that they would kill him while he was there. That was fine, though, to Paul, because dying would be gain to him. You see, dying in Christ is even more gain to him than living for Christ, because he would get to see Christ. Isn't that interesting? He would be with Jesus. It was a win-win situation for Paul because of his mindset. Now, his circumstances didn't change, but his mindset did. Wow, Paul said, To me to live is Christ. This was his personal perspective. It was personal to him. How about you? Is Christ an aspect of your life, or is he your total life? He should be the core of your existence. Living should be all about Jesus. For whom or what else should we live for? And since we're saved, death is simply the passageway to finally being with him. You see, you can't lose with Jesus as the center. I would ask this morning, are you living for others, perhaps for yourself, or are you worried about death? Maybe that's why you lack joy. Make Christ number one and embrace Paul's perspective on life. To me, he said, to live is Christ. To me, Paul says, to die is gain. Paul's perspective, by the way, is a really good one. And every Christian should share that. What is it to you this morning? It's a good question. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.